I know this is a little bit out of the ordinary for me, because I'm real fearful that I'll you know, miss the Lord. But this song has been keeping me up at night, and it might be just for me, but it's been on my mind ever since, especially the earthquake in Haiti. And I was thinking, just in a moment's time, those people lost everything. They didn't have a lot to begin with, and they lost a roof over their head, their food. And I thought, you know, we go through hardships and financial hardships and all kinds of hardships, but you know, at least we have a roof over our head. We have food to eat, and we're really a blessed people. And the name of this song is called "If God Should Choose." And I looked at the chorus in here, and it says, "If God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to Him anyway. All my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time if God should choose." And I got to looking at the treasures, and you know, we think of earthly things. And I got to thinking, treasures, you know, when we found this people, we found a treasure. Brother Tyrone, you found a treasure when you found this people. And God began to plant things, treasures in your soul. And I thought, we are so blessed. We are so thankful. We have so much to be thankful for. And I thought, you know, I don't want to sit in my seat and become so complacent and begin to lose my thankfulness and let things hinder me to where I could lose these treasures that God has planted in my soul. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. And I thought, just in a moment's time, I could lose these treasures. And I've never sang this song before by myself. And I'm going to get Lynette to help me here. And it's in the key of C. And just think about the words. You want to do the second verse? Okay, I'm going to sing the chorus. If God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to Him anyway. All my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time if God should choose. As a child, I could not see what God really means to me. Though in childhood I was taught to kneel and pray. Oh, but God has blessed me through the years, and the thought is always near. What the Lord has given, He can't take away. If God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to Him. Oh, anyway, all my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time if God should choose.
Without God, my life would be could have no course throughout the storms of life. But I will follow where he leads, for he knows what's best for me. Oh, God makes no mistake.
Oh, yes, Lord.
His choice is always
right.
I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to him. Oh, anyway, all my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time, if God should choose. As a child, I could not see what God really means to me. Though in childhood I was taught to kneel and pray. Oh, but God has blessed me through years, and this thought is always near. What the Lord has given, he can take away. If God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to him. Oh, anyway, all my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time if God should choose. Like a ship tossed on the sea, I would have no course throughout the storms of life. But I will follow where he leads.
Oh, yes,
for he knows what's best for me. God makes no mistakes.
Oh, yes,
his choice is always.
Oh, yes,
oh, if God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to him. Oh, anyway, all my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time if God should choose. If God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to him. Oh, anyway, oh, my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time if God should choose. If God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to him. Oh, anyway, all my silver, oh, yes, Lord, woo, all the treasures, oh, yes, Lord, I could lose in a moment's time. God should choose. Oh, God should choose. everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to Him. Oh, anyway, oh, my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time if God should choose. If God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to Him. Oh, anyway, oh, my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time. Oh, if God should choose.
Without God, my life would be like a ship tossed on the sea. I would have no course throughout the storms of life. But I will follow where He leads, for He knows what's best for me. God makes no mistakes, His choice is always right.
If God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to Him. Anyway, oh, my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment's time if God should choose. I could lose everything in a moment's time. All I have belongs to Him. Anyway, oh, my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul, I could lose in a moment.
He can take away.
Oh, if God should choose, I would have no course throughout the storms of life, but I will follow where He leads, for He knows what's best for me. Oh, God makes no mistakes, His choice is always right. Oh, if God should choose, I could lose everything in a moment's time.
All I have belongs to Him.
Oh, anyway, all my silver and my gold, all the treasures of my soul,
I could lose.
You know, it didn't belong to me anyway. So if it's His choice, since He just loaned it to me for a temporary amount of time, if it's His choice, I could lose. But you know what? I still have kind of more sleep kind of. Well, you know, I still have kind of. And then. Well, I said, Oh, help me. with my natural come. With my natural eye, that I can see, doesn't that someone that can of it, you know, in the corner of that so good of a neck and it. That does not compare with what God can feed, but I can and I so kind of want to see King. What God can see, I cannot see. But the come because no, they cannot know he not so cut it up. Because he the see on the corner. Because what he sees, hello, I'm on that side corner. Can be seen before the end time, and it's so, and then I kind of sneak. I cannot see what God can see. I can wonder, see kind of what it could see kind of. He kind of what I see. And he did it, and so that. He knows how to come out of this deep corner. He knows all about it. He kind of said, come on up. He kind of.
Sweet Spirit in here today. I was in the ladies' lounge just right before the band started, and before it started, the song that they played just came into my mind. So when I come out and heard what was playing, I thought, oh Lord, you're definitely present in my mind today. So let me find out what you want. And when Sister Dolores brought up Haiti, I'm sure it's been on a lot of our minds. And I'm not one that watches the news very much just because of they just don't report anything that feeds your soul. You know, everything is so negative and so distraught. But when the earthquake did happen, I thought, Lord, I'm so blessed and I'm so privileged to live in the United States. And Haiti's not the only third world country out there that goes through such horrible crisis like that. But then I even started thinking about us. What would happen? What would happen if something like that was to hit us? when it hit Haiti, can you imagine the devastation? You know, what if your child was at school and you were at home and you were stranded away from each other and you didn't even know if you lived or died? Or right here, our lives every day takes us in so many different directions. And I thought, Lord, as a child, I kneeled and prayed, and God brought me this way. I don't know why. I don't know. I know I didn't do anything to deserve it. But now that I'm here and that you're my brother and sister, I want you to know I love you. What, you know, what would happen? Think about it. I've been thinking about it. What would happen? What would happen if something like that happened to us? And I realized, Brother Smith, in my own self, I need more of a bond with God's people. But I looked around when I came in and Sister Dolores was speaking the words, and it just like within, it was just like, no matter our differences, no matter our upbringing, God's brought us together. It would be devastating to lose just one of you, just one. So to go through that kind of devastation, how heartbreaking could it be to us? I want you to know, and I want the Lord to know, that I appreciate Him today. I appreciate Him for bringing me this way. I've watched, I've been here since 1984, and I've watched loved ones come and go, including my own children. My prayer goes out to them. But within, I've got to make this journey for me. I've got to be the one that saves my soul. And I pray for them that have gone. And I pray for you. And I know you pray for me. But there's not a one here that I would want to see to go through any kind of devastation that Haiti has gone through. I wouldn't want to see us go through that as a people. But if it did happen and we did have to go through it, I would want to be one that would hold the bond together to make and salvage what was left to keep God's body of people going.
It's good to be here this morning, this afternoon. This wonderful spirit, encouraging tenor of the service so far. I'm glad to be here, and it's good to have, is it Leo Ratliff? Lee Ratliff? It's good to have you. He's visiting with us today. We want you to know that we appreciate you coming out and being with us. And because we need everyone that God sends our way. There's a great work that God wants to do in this area, and He needs people to do the work. So we appreciate, we hope you come back and visit us tonight on Wednesdays. And Brother Smith wanted me to open the service, but I think Sister Tally opened it already. I thought she did a wonderful job letting the Spirit use her. I appreciate that. It touched me. But I'd like to take us to prayer and to receive the tithes and the offerings. Let's keep praying for Sister Wilkins and for Sister Rice. What other prayer requests do we have? Sister Fisher. Brother Goss up there in Canada. Sister Kelly? Who? Okay. All right. Did I hear something back here?
Could you give that brother Robinson in the hospital.
You said Brother Goss. I don't hear real good. I thought you said Brother Goss. Okay. All right. Sister Lisa. Okay. Brother Mike. Yeah. All right. Brother Fisher. Matthew. All right. Sister Lynette. Fred, yeah. Brother Golden. All right. Job situation, Sister Karen. Can we have the ushers come forward, please? Are there any other... any other prayer requests before we, Brother Jerry?
Brother Durham, I'm going to the Dominican Republic end of this week and to Haiti. I'm going to take an offering over there to our brothers and sisters in Haiti. And I'd like for you all to really pray. Brother about this building that Brother Green and Brother Elias, the two churches have come together and are in this building. And it has a three-bedroom, three-bath house on the second floor of it with a full kitchen, dining area, and living area, a nice large home. And then there's a 24-room little motel right next door to this building that belongs to the same owners. And the land behind the house is big enough to, you know, to expand the church by, you know, it could be a large church. I've been feeling for a long time we need to have a mother church in La Romana, and under Brother Green and Brother Elias. It's sort of amazing. Two pastors, two churches have come together, and they're just doing marvelous. And they compliment one another, work one another so well there. And these people try to get us to buy this building. They wanted 11 million pesos for the whole thing, and they want to sell the whole thing. And of course, 11 million pesos is about $400,000 United States money. And of course, I just said, it's impossible. Forget it. We're not interested. We can't. But then they said, well, make us an offer. Tell us what you will do. And we've talked to them several times. It's an older couple. And they finally told us, we're so old we can't walk upstairs and down to get in our house anymore. And the motel's still an ongoing business, but it's just a little business. It's not, it would never, the numbers won't fit. It won't pay for itself. But they said we can't. We're getting too old and feeble and in bad enough health. We can't get up and down the stairs. So we're going to ask y'all, if you're not going to buy our property, we're going to ask you to move out, because we're going to take the church that you're using, the area for the church, and we're going to remodel that and make a house in it so we can live without having to climb up and downstairs, and then we'll just rent the upstairs. Because we're only paying $250 a month rent on the church. Well, of course, I've never really considered this very much until about the last month. It just seems like maybe the Lord has put it into my mind that this could happen. I think the people would come way down, and really all they want is a nice home to live in with some retirement. Brother Green thinks if we bought them a home and got them moved into it, that they would probably take payments. Well, I don't know how this is possible, but somehow or another I believe that it is. Recently, I've just got this feeling to pursue this. I want to make that motel into a school for children, which we could probably have at least 100 children from that from the church in that neighborhood, and it could possibly turn into an income of $2,000 to $3,000 a month, which would pay for the build, would pay for the property. And so, I don't know, there's just different things that's happened in the last couple of weeks that I've just begun to have faith that God could help us get this property. And it'd be, they're kind of giving us an ultimatum, have been for several months. I just told them, start looking for another place. We can't buy that place. But just the last few weeks, I've been talking to my wife. I said, I think somehow or another, I think we could do this. Somehow it's workable. I've talked to them. Every time I go, they send for me. Said, bring that American over here. So I go talk to them again. They try to talk me into buying it, and I keep telling them we can't afford it, and there's no way we can make these numbers work. You're wanting too much money for this property. Well, they said, well, then make us an offer. If it's a dollar, offer us something. So finally they told me last time I was there, they said, look, we don't want to die before you make us an offering, before we, So I'm going to really talk to them this trip. And I don't know what the Lord can do, but, I've just thought of different things that God might help us to come up with some money, and then I think we could make some payments. It would, number one, I spend probably $300 or $400, if you averaged it out, at least $300 or $400 a month just in motel bills every year going over there. Which, you know, it would be a nice home for Sister Smith and I to stay when we're there, and for people when you come to take care of the folks that go with us and visit over there. So I'm just asking you to pray that maybe the Lord would make a way here. If we bought land and tried to build a church building and a school, it would just the land this size alone, I would say, would be somewhere close to $100,000 just for the land, this size of land. If you saw it, you'd say, why? You can buy that for $20,000. But just remember, this is an island. There is no more land on an island than what's there. And land is the most precious commodity they have. Land's expensive. You can build a building like this for probably $75,000. Labor and material. Not basement and all, but just the sanctuary. Easy. You could do it cheaper than that, I think. But land is what costs a lot of money. I mean, I've looked at little old bitty pieces of property no bigger than this sanctuary that they want $40,000 and $50,000 for. I mean, it's just that high. And in town, and you got to have something in town for people to be able to get to it. They're afoot, most of them. So pray with us that God would help us with. I believe the body even would probably help us with some of this. So I'm not asking y'all to, you know, but if God drops $50,000 in your pocket, you might. And then he says, remember that need? You know, just remember, maybe he didn't drop it in your pocket for you. He might have gave it to you for the church, for the Dominican Republic. Then if you obey God in that, he may drop about twice that much in your pocket. Who knows? Anyway, pray with us about that need, if you would. All right. Pray for our trip over there, too, and we'll be getting ready for the meeting in April the 7th, 8th, and 9th, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, two services a day, traveling on the 6th and 10th, Tuesday. I mean, it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is the meeting. You have travel on Tuesday and Saturday. Come back home on Saturday. Or some may want to spend the weekend. I'm going the weekend early, ahead of time. You'll talk to anybody that's been to the Dominican Republic. If you ever go, it'll change your life, I think. Certainly has changed mine. All right.
All right, why don't we stand and let's take these requests before the Lord.
That's a Dominican meeting.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your good.
Praise the Lord. Well, this has been good today. I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that I feel here and have felt here already. I do have some little creatures up here that are bothering me. Does anybody know who these belong to? Oh, Brooklyn. Are they all 3 years? What about this little guy? That one too? No. All right. This one right here has almost had his tail bit off, so be careful that you don't lose his tail. This little froggy went to the market. Anybody know who little froggy this is? What's his name? Whose is it? Oh, you want to come get it for her? Amazing how these guys know all this stuff, don't they? Who's this? Who that belongs to? Does he have a name?
No.
He's not a talking frog, so you're not going to get too rich on him. Sister Abraham sent me a note and said, do you know the song that says, furnish the man, I'll furnish the grace. Here's the words to it. It says, when I came to Jesus, I had nothing to bring. My substance was wasted with life's foolish things. I wanted forgiveness from sin to be free. I asked for salvation, and he said to me, if you'll furnish the man, I'll furnish the grace. Give me your hand and look on my face. Just do what I bid you and my will embrace. Just furnish the man and I'll furnish the grace. The Lord has never failed me, not even one time. He kept all his promises. I've tried to keep mine. Alone I can make it. I can't make it, but God has a plan. It's unmerited favor for meritless man. Sometimes I'm tested, sometimes I'm tried, sometimes it seems something's broken down deep inside. But when it seems I can't stand anymore, he pours out his Spirit, my faith to restore. He'll furnish all the grace you need if you'll furnish the man. Give him your heart and he'll take your hand. Just do what he bids and follow his plan. He'll furnish the grace if you'll furnish the man. If you'll furnish the man, I'll furnish the grace. Give me your hand and look to my face. Just do what I bid you and my will embrace. Just furnish the man and I'll furnish the grace. Good song, isn't it? I want to remind you again, especially if you wasn't here when I talked about, when I just brought up again Brother Leniger's giving us the word camp, C-A-M-P. I just want to, I'm not going to preach on that this morning, but I'd like to give it to you. Camp, C stands for conversation. And if you're not careful, if you don't guard your conversation, it will bring you down. Your conversation, C stands for conversation, A for attitude, M for motive, and P for priority. And your conversation is what determines your attitude. And as a pilot, I can tell you your attitude is what determines your altitude. If you want to get down low and be discouraged and You know, there were being discouraged and being in debt. What was the D's of the cave of Adullam? Discouraged, discontented, and in debt. But if you don't guard your conversation, your words that come out of your mouth. That's why the Bible, God was so emphatic about murmuring and complaining. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, when you come out of the world, there's a lot of murmuring and complaining in the world. It's a negative attitude. Our world has evolved into a world of a negative attitude. And that's just because you come to church don't alleviate that problem. You come in here, it's like Sister Ann said, we're all special, chosen of God, but we're all people, we're all sinners, and God's grace has saved us. But when you come in here, we're a family, and we're all members of this family, but we're not all perfect yet. And so you're going to find problems in here. It's amazing to me how sometimes people can come in here and they find the problems and they focus on that. And they find things, fault with things. They want to murmur and complain. If you do that, you'll have a negative outlook even on the kingdom of God. But if you'll find the right things, the good things, find what God has done for people in here. You know, you can pick up their testimonies. If you're here often enough and hear it, you'll hear what they were and what God has done for their lives. They may still have some things that God's working on. We all do. But if you focus on the negative, it'll destroy you. In fact, you'll get so discouraged you'll have a hard time staying in here. But it has to do with your conversation. What you let come out of your mouth, that determines your attitude towards God and God, the people of God. The heart, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if you got a negative heart, you know, and that's an evil heart. You have to learn how to control that thing. And the tongue, though, it's like James likened it unto horses' bridles that can control a big animal like that. If you can control your tongue, it sets the whole course of nature on fire of hell. Did you know hell can come right out of your mouth? Sure can. So if you work on your conversation, and I've had to work on mine. If I'm not careful, I get to focusing on, you know, there's nothing wrong with recognizing something that's wrong. What's wrong is to focus on it and just keep letting it inflame your spirit. You see something wrong, pray and ask God to help. Have compassion. Have pity. Have compassion on those that you see doing something wrong. And your attitude, that'll determine your attitude. If you're one of these persons that are positive, you're always looking for the good, your attitude will be positive. And you can build with that kind of attitude. And that will determine your motive, and your motive will stay pure. And your priority. Having a good motive keeps your priorities right. It keeps God first and foremost in your life. You know what happens when you look on the negative? You justify yourself for not doing the right thing. You say, well, look at them. Look at that. Look what they did. Therefore, that justifies you. The flesh, you know, the flesh is all the time saying, I want out of here. You know, I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to have to do God's will. I just want to do whatever comes. You know, Doris Day sung that song. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, you know. Somebody wrote a book about it a few years ago. You're okay and I'm okay. Baloney. Somebody needs to write one. You're not okay and neither am I. We need God's help. Hallelujah. All right, that's just free. We've already took up an offering. I'm not going to charge you for that. That's just put that out free. If it'll help you, we'll take it and use it. It sure has helped me. Brother Linger said, that's where your camp needs to be. You need to camp with the right conversation, the right attitude, the right motive, and the right priority in life. All right. Sometimes I have to, me and my wife, we'll get to talking, and one of us will say, hey, we need to quit talking about this. We're getting negative. Let's get positive. Let's turn this around. Sometimes she reminds me, and sometimes I remind her. But the main thing is we get headed in the right direction. If you would turn with me in 1 John, the 5th chapter. I want to talk a little bit on this today. And if the Lord would help me, I want to say how much I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord that we felt in the beginning of this service, and then the good words that God was giving us in the Spirit, that that we can't see what God sees, and that He is aware of things we're not aware of, and that what God's wisdom, Isaiah said, who hath instructed Him? Who gave Him counsel? The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 2 said, eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man those things that God has prepared for them that are thee called according to His purpose. But He said they've been revealed to us by His Spirit. God prepared for them that love Him. Yeah. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And you could feel that in the voice of the Spirit this morning, that God was wanting to talk to us. God was wanting us to know, I'm a just God. I'm a righteous God. I see things. My wisdom comes because I know everything. And I see everything. I'm aware of everything. And then how God looks on, He looks on the heart. Not the seeing of the eye, but He looks on the heart. God, He sees what we don't see. He sees what's in a heart that the Spirit covers up. The Spirit of man covers it up. I really am seeking for me to be, and for you too, for all of us to come to a place where our spirit is revealed. You know, that it's the right spirit. It doesn't cover up. It's not deceptive. That's guile. We have guile in our life that doesn't let the real man of God or woman of God shine through. That we'd get enough of God in our lives that would be revealed and not be hidden. Finally, Jesus said this is to be a candle, and it's not to have a bushel over it. to be a light set up on a hill. Finally, this is to be seen. And I think John's referring to that some here in the fifth chapter of 1 John. Started.